Hi, I'm Joseph Nathan.
Before entering God's house with your children, it's important to prepare at your own house. So before we go to Mass, it's important that we talk to our children about what's expected of them at Mass. So when I take Joseph to daily Mass, we're at home, and I say, okay, how are we going to be at Mass today? Are we going to be a good boy at Mass today? And what does Joseph say?
Yes.
And then I say, are we going to have prayer hands at Mass today?
Yes.
And then I say, are we going to be quiet at Mass today?
Yes.
Are we going to pray at Mass today?
Yes.
Are we going to talk to Jesus at Mass today?
Yes.
Are we going to kneel down when it's time to kneel down?
Yes.
Are we going to say the responses that Jesus wants us to say?
Yeah.
When the priest says, the peace be with you, and you say, and with your
spirit.
And with your spirit.
So I can't say the long words.
He can't say the long words. He's just learning. Are you just learning? But you can say words like, and with your
spirit.
And with your spirit. So it's important that before you go to church, that you prepare your children mentally, that you prepare them spiritually, so that when they get into the church, they're not just like, oh, you brought me here to this building, this empty building. Sometimes when I go to Mass, and we're all learning, and this is the thing. So Joseph, he still has this problem sometimes when he goes to Mass. Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're not so good, right? But then afterwards, we discuss, okay, what could you have done better at Mass? What could you do better at Mass?
Everything.
He could. What does Dad always ask you to do? To face the face the front. Right. So there are times where, you know, you're just the young person. He's just looking around. But the most important thing for us to remember is that if our child is having major problems on a consistent basis, there's probably not a problem with the child, but a problem with what we're doing. So not only do we prepare at home by talking about what we're going to do when we get to Mass and why we're going to do it. Why do we kneel on one knee when we get into the church?
Because we all put Jesus in the tabernacle.
And then when do we kneel on two knees?
When
it's time to, when Jesus is in the Eucharist, in the monstrance. So not we discuss why we're doing these things. So, because a lot of times what will happen is we'll see parents bring children, and again, we're all doing the best we can, and we're all guilty, and our kids are all growing, and they're just kids. We need to remember this. But we'll see them, and they'll bring toys. Are we supposed to bring toys to Mass?
No.
Are we supposed to bring food to Mass?
No.
Why? Why are we supposed to be good and not do those things? Because Jesus is there and Jesus is God, right? So it's important that we have our children acting like this. So if you have your kid there and he's got toys, well, you're teaching your kid that what's going on at Mass isn't important. If he's eating Cheerios, and I understand that you just want to keep your kid quiet, and there's a certain element to that. So we're trying to balance having a spiritual growth and having a developmental process and at the same time respecting other people. And so sometimes, yeah, we just kind of don't want to deal with it. We might be tempted to bring food for our kid to eat just to keep them quiet. But it's more important that we prepare them outside of church by not only discussing, but then going on your own time to practice what you're going to do. So often throughout the week, what Joseph and I do is we go to the chapel. Where do we go to the chapel?
At St. Lawrence.
We go to the St. Lawrence Adoration Chapel and we practice kneeling down before Jesus and we practice praying in front of the statues of Mary and we do the Stations of the Cross and we talk about the life of Jesus quietly. I whisper in his ear what the Stations of the Cross are. That way when we're coming to Mass, we can say, okay, we're going to listen with what the priest is going to tell us the story about Jesus, right? And then we're going to listen when the reader goes up there to talk to us about the life of Jesus from the Bible or from the Old or New Testament readings. And so we have to familiarize our children with...
And we go see Jesus.
And we go visit Jesus because...
And we go see communion.
And we go see Jesus at Holy Communion. So it's very important that we talk these things through to our children.
And we go to confession. I went to confession with Grandma.
Well, he didn't actually confess his sins with Grandma, but Grandma had to go to confession, and so she didn't want to leave him in the church, so she would rather him hear her sins than...
I was in confession, too.
He was in confession, too, but he was too young, obviously. Now, let Daddy finish real fast, okay? So it's important that we... prepare our kids by not only discussing with them what's going to happen, why we're doing it, but practicing. It's very important that you practice with your child. Especially, Joseph is 3 years old, but when he was younger, maybe 2 years old, it's a good time to start taking your children to the chapel, maybe not an adoration chapel, but to a regular chapel where Mass is said, where there might not be, you know, but one or two people in there. And you can go through and you can practice. Okay, when we go to Mass, we have our prayer hands. What do our prayer hands look like?
This.
Like this, right.
What about this?
Well, that's not good. And this is going to bring up another issue. It's important that when we practice these things, that we practice them and that we're honest. And we tell them that some people don't do prayer the best way they should. Some people don't receive communion in the best way they should. Some people don't teach their children not to play with toys or for whatever reason. And so, again, we have to prepare them and we have to be patient. So most important thing is be patient, they're children. Two, prepare them by discussing what's going to happen beforehand at home. Three, prepare them by practicing, taking them on a regular basis to see Jesus in the tabernacle or in the Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic Adoration, so that when they come to Mass, it's something special. Like, yeah, this Jesus that we're going to see in Holy Communion, well, it's so important that we're going to go see him on our other times. A lot of times when I'm happen to be in the back of the church, and you know that's where people come in late, and we're all late from time to time, but I'm there doing something, getting ready for some event or getting ready for some activity that's going to happen shortly after. And often we see parents with children, and during the consecration, the parents are standing because there's no kneeler, and the parents are kind of like, you know, the kids are playing. Yeah, you're on television, kind of. You're on YouTube. That's like, you know, online television. And so, parents, it's important that if you want your kids to be holy, that you model these behaviors for them, and especially the fathers. It's so important. Have you ever seen that commercial?
I'm going to bring the microphone next to my mouth.
Because you have a microphone right here. Have you seen that commercial where the kid is smoking marijuana, or the father finds drugs in the kid's drawer, and the father says, "Where did you learn this?" And the kid says, "I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you." Well, it's the same principle. Like, where did Joseph learn the rosary? He learned the rosary from praying with me, right? Jesus, do you know the life about Jesus? Don't you like hearing the story about the life of Jesus?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite part about the life of Jesus?
Died.
He likes to talk about when Jesus died. This kid's only 3 years old. So one of the things we did, that we offered as a privilege for Joseph when he turned three, that before he was 3 years old, it's kind of like our rule that we hold our kid in our arms. And then when he's three, when he's starting to be a big boy, he gets to sit in his own spot, in his own chair in the church, like a big boy. Isn't that nice? That you don't have to, daddy doesn't have to hold you all the time now. But then if Joseph, because the thing is, you need to have consequences. So you need to talk about the consequences and the privileges beforehand, again, at home. So before we get into the church, I talk to Joseph. Okay, if I have to talk to you one time, I'm going to take away your lollipop. If I have to talk to you two times, I'm going to take away this toy. If I have to talk to you three times, I'm taking away all of your toys for the rest of the night. Now, by talking to, I mean like serious, like, correction, not little helpful reminders. So, but then also there's rewards. If we're a little bit good at Mass, well then, you know, you get your lollipop. If you're pretty good at Mass, well then we'll do something else. And if you're really good at Mass, we'll also go play basketball after. And you like playing basketball, right? At St. Teresa's? And you like praying for Pete and praying for Anthony and praying for all of our sick relatives. So it's very important that we discuss these things with our children. And one of the things that you absolutely do not want to do is you do not want to argue with your child at Mass, and you do not want to beat your child at Mass. And I know that sounds like extreme, but you know there's times where we've all been there, we're all guilty, where we're like, "You better be quiet or I'm gonna," you know, and you're like threatening your kid and like, and getting all angry and frustrated. Or even, you know, making physically harming them or squeezing them or pinching them. You don't want to do that. If you want your child to love God and to enjoy coming to Mass, yeah, there needs to be correction. And it needs to be quick and consistent. The first time, there's no, this is your first warning, this is your second warning, this is your third warning. No. The first time, if Joseph is I'll remind him. Let's say he's like looking around and I'll kind of like, I always caress him and give him attention. A lot of times when children are active and talking, it's because they just need a little bit of attention. And you can give him attention. But let's say if he's looking around, looking for maybe a familiar face, I'll like remind him by putting my hand on his head. Or if he's like starting to do something, I'll put my finger to my lips, and when I get his attention, he'll kind of correct. But if he doesn't, if he's doing something that's distracting, immediately, first chance I get, we take him out of the church and we go to timeout facing the corner, and And I'm there with him. It's not like I'm going to put him in the timeout by himself and I'm distracting him. But it's not, you don't take him outside of the church to let him play. No, we take him from one situation to remove that behavior and put him in an uncomfortable situation. But it's important that, of course, you discuss these things with your spouse and with your child. So that's why you're a good boy at mess, right? And it's good to give positive reinforcement. And especially if you're watching this and you don't have children and you see other little children who are being good at mass, it's important that you give them the positive reinforcement. All right, well, God bless you and God love you.
I peeked there.
It's okay. God bless you, God love you. I hope this was helpful.
Wait.
I'm encouraging you, but this is the thing. That's a train. It's going to be a consistent. It's not like, oh, Joseph's going to be perfect. I'm starting to do these things. It's just patient.
Wait.
But the thing is, if he's causing trouble, it shouldn't be the one that causes you frustration. It needs to be redirected back on the child. And of course, for the greater glory of God, after our correction, we need to ask, what would the Blessed Mother do? Pray. Like, whenever Joseph's doing something that I need to correct him, I'm always praying, like, Lord, how do I correct this and not scar him, not make him hate coming to church, or not, you know, help him to be reverent. But it's important, again, prepare at home by talking about it, prepare at home by taking them, practicing, and discussing. God bless you. God love you. I hope this helps. Can you say God bless you?
God bless you.
And you want to bless yourself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Amen. Mother Mary, help us to be happy and holy parents. Help us to raise our children as if they were your very own children, because by consecrating them to you, by consecrating them to the God in baptism, it is our responsibility to get them to heaven. And Joseph, do you want to go to heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go to hell? No, you don't want to go to hell. You want to be a saint, right? You want to go to heaven and be happy, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's my boy. High five.
We're going now.
Oh, high five. We're going to go home and play with your friends. All right. God bless you. Take care. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good job, buddy.